Thank you for downloading this Chaplaincy podcast from our Advent and Christmas series. Each podcast consists of a short reading, a 2 to 3 minute thought, and a piece of music, some of which has been specially produced for us. For more podcasts, please go to our Chaplaincy webpage at uhmbt.com/services/chaplaincy. We hope that you enjoy having a little time to think. Merry Christmas.
The reading. Watch at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. On the whole, people don't go looking for trouble. Trouble usually finds us. This trouble can be as simple as the stresses and strains of daily life, concerns about children, ageing parents, unexpected illness, job loss, relationship problems. These stresses, I've observed over the years, can fall into two categories. Category one are the stresses caused by our expectations. Anyone who thinks that life is meant to be wonderful is in for a shock. In fact, I sometimes think one of the most dangerous ideas abroad in our culture is the idea that we should pursue happiness. Apart from the fact that nobody can really tell me what this happiness thing is, people seem to spend a huge amount of time chasing something and sacrificing other important things to achieve what seems to me at times to be no more than some kind of emotional high. I may be wrong. Category two are the things beyond our control and expectations. The behaviour of others, the curveballs of life, such as a pandemic. The short verse that we read contains two profound principles to help us deal with these things of life. First, watch at all times. Keyword is watch. It's a sense of alertness, of awareness, particularly self-awareness. Keep yourself in good condition. Be morally and mentally alert. Have a philosophy that allows for life to go wrong, and you'll be in a better position when these curveballs come, to escape them. Not by avoiding them, but by overcoming them. Some of the most profound experiences of my life as a chaplain have been when I've met people in the most awful circumstances. You've had an ability to overcome their pain, their suffering, all the challenges thrown at them, and somehow have a depth and quality of life that is inspiring. Secondly, stand. Hold firm to what you are, what you believe, what you understand your purpose in life to be. Stand up for what you believe in. For Christians, the ultimate embodiment of truth is Christ himself. To stand before him is to stand in truth and to have lived a life of integrity. As we draw to the end of our journey of Advent through to Christmas, and as we begin to pass through the 12 days of Christmas and the celebration there, the challenge of the year ahead, and it will be challenging, will be to watch and find a place to stand, so that we can make a difference. Watch, stand firm, and make a difference.
O come, strong key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Upon our journey, give relief and close the path to pain and grief. Rejoice, rejoice.